The time now is 7:30. Last year, a 15-year-old boy, Tashaun Aird, was murdered in East London. 7 months later, three teenagers were found guilty of killing him. He was just one of the 42 people killed in gang-related violence last year in the capital alone. Tashaun himself wasn't a gang member, but he'd been excluded from mainstream school, sent to an alternative provision, as it's known, where he mixed with pupils, some of whom were gang members. A serious case review has now found that the exclusion was a catalyst in his case and that it was unlawful. His family say the system has to change. They've been talking to our reporter, Sancha Berg.
Tashaun was humorous, fun-loving. Tashaun had a caring and big heart. Tashaun was like a giant walking teddy bear that was embraced by the community and his family.
It gave us a lot of hope because he had a lot of aspirations to do a lot of things.
I think Tashaun was that piece that just held the family together, and now it's just like a struggle. Not a struggle, but it's just, you know, when something's missing,
we always
you feel it,
yeah.
And that's every day.
Yeah.
Tashaun Aird's mother, Michelle Tan Ming, his stepfather, Kevin Jones, his sister, Tashaura Aird, and some of Tashaun's music. He wanted to become a producer, but was knifed to death in a London park in May last year. It was a planned attack by teenagers who wrongly thought he belonged to a rival gang, Tashaun's sister Tashaura.
They assumed that he was a part of a gang, and that was solely because he associated with his friends that were from a specific area. It was a thing where Tashaun's not a fighter, Tashaun's not one to carry a weapon, Tashaun's not one to have issues with anybody. So for them...
Always a peacemaker.
For them, it's a weaker link. And anyone that they can take out that ain't going to retaliate, it looks better for them.
Tashaura excelled at school and the family hoped Tashaun would do well too. But in 2017, he was excluded from his mainstream free school, Hackney New School. Michelle appealed and won, but the school refused to take him back.
The whole process was very biased. They didn't want to accept him back. I feel it was to silence my complaints.
So they excluded you, in a way?
Yeah.
They were trying
they
to get rid of you,
me.
Not
they,
to Sean.
That's right, they were trying to get rid of me.
How does it feel to see in black and white, in the serious case review, that that exclusion was unlawful?
It confirmed to me what I deep down knew. It was hurtful. It's caused me a lot of frustration, anger, to know that if my son wasn't excluded, he could have been still alive today.
That exclusion was the catalyst for Tashaun. According to the serious case review, it exposed him to a challenging environment he did not need. Pupils who had issues with gangs, criminality, behavioural problems. Tashaun began to smoke cannabis, go missing.
They were allowed to smoke with teachers. They were allowed to leave the classroom unattended. They were allowed to throw a chair. I went to the school for a meeting, we all did, and I looked around the building and there was nothing of them children. There was no history, there was no artwork, there was no poems, nothing that the children could get recognised for. And for me, I felt that this isn't a place for my son. This is the next step to prison.
Just 3 days after his family met school leaders, Tashaun was attacked for the first time on his way home from a school trip. He was hospitalised, recovered, and started learning at home with tutors paid by Hackney Council. On May the 1st, Tashaun went out with friends, promising his mother he'd be back by 9. But four teenage boys were following him, tracking his movements in a park. As twilight fell, they cornered him. Tashaun was stabbed 9 times with a long-bladed zombie knife. His friend was slashed with a samurai sword.
I was at home. As soon as I heard, we took ourselves down to the place. He was across the road, but we couldn't go over.
I begged my mum or me to be with him, you know, should he take his last breath. And they said, yeah, we'll see what we can do. And it never happened. And then the moment we saw the guy in the orange jacket walking over,
he came over.
We just knew what time it was for Tashaun.
The Serious Case Review made 9 critical findings and 15 separate recommendations, several covering the exclusion and alternative provision. Jim Gamble, the Independent Safeguarding Commissioner for the City of London and Hackney, has promised further investigation.
At the outset, I want to pass on my sincere condolences to the family and to thank the child's mother in particular for the dignified and constructive manner in which she's engaged with this process. We owe it to her and others to ensure that this tragedy and the learning from it makes a tangible difference to the way we work.
He said there needs to be further scrutiny of the original exclusion, of the regulation and risk assessment of alternative provision, and the support agencies give to vulnerable young people. I asked Michelle and Kevin whether they welcome these recommendations.
Yeah, no, I am.
I'm not convinced.
I won't be happy until maybe I see an improvement. And even though the recommendations are going to take place, it doesn't bring back my son. So it took my son to go.
For them to open up their eyes and see that there's a problem
with the system.
They still have questions for Tashan's mainstream school. After Paul Ofsted reports, Hackney New School is now run by the Community Schools Trust. Exclusion policy is completely different, it says. The new head teacher said she wanted to work with the family. Hackney Council said the alternative provision has now improved its safeguarding procedures and has new leadership. It said it was sorry for the missed opportunities, accepted the review, and would implement its recommendations in full.